USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is planning to nominate a woman later this week to replace the late High Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died on Friday. Republican Senator John Barrasso, the number three GOP member of the upper chamber, says,
"We will hold hearings and there will be a vote on the floor of the United States Senate this year."
But Democrats like Senator Debbie Stabenow say they're ready for a fight with the Republican Senate Majority Leader, who is also promising a quick vote on any nominee.
Mitch McConnell will do whatever is in his short-term political interest for him. It's not about what's best for American people. It's about how do you keep power.
Two Republican senators, Maine's Susan Collins and Alaska's Lisa Murkowski, are already expressing opposition to a vote before the election. But Dems would need two more Republicans to defect to be able to block one. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've always taken care of myself. I always cook my own food. I just was losing steam, which is very unusual for me. And I said, you know what? A lot of our foods, they don't have the nutrients they did 100 years ago. So I took a chance with Balance of Nature, and I see a difference. Before I took Balance of Nature, by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I found myself napping. Well, that's not happening anymore. I finally found something that's the real deal. And I'm just very happy with Balance of Nature.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Water rescue teams along the Gulf Coast on standby as Tropical Storm Beta is threatening to bring heavy rains to Texas. It's about 110 miles south of Galveston, expected to make landfall later today between Galveston and Corpus Christi. Withdrawing troops from Afghanistan and partnering with the Taliban has made the U.S. less safe, according to one of President Trump's former national security advisors, retired Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster, also telling 60 Minutes last night, Russia can't defeat the U.S. militarily, but could still do serious damage to America.
What Putin wants to do is he wants to drag all of us down, right? He wants to polarize us, pit us against each other, reduce our confidence in our democratic principles and institutions and processes.
McMaster has a new book out titled Battlegrounds. A violent weekend in Chicago again. As of last night, nearly 40 people had been shot in the Windy City over the weekend. Six of them had died. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
There could be a decision as soon as today on whether the police officers involved in the death of Breonna Taylor will be facing charges. The Louisville Courier-Journal reporting the city's federal courthouse will be closed this week in anticipation of a possible decision. The 26-year-old EMT was shot and killed back in March during a no-knock raid on her home as police were seeking her boyfriend. Last week, the city settled a civil lawsuit with her family, agreeing to pay out $12 million. Pamela Hutchinson of the R&B group The Emotions has passed away. The group's Facebook page announcing she died Friday after health challenges she'd been battling for years. The Grammy Award-winning R&B group was made up of Pamela and her two sisters, Wanda and Sheila, and the group won a Grammy for Best R&B Performance by a duo or group with vocals back in 1978 for their song Best of My Love. VH1 naming the group as one of the top 18 most influential girl groups. Pamela Hutchinson was 61. And golfer Bryson DeChambeau fired a final round 67 to earn his first major championship at the U.S. Open in Mamaroneck, New York, finishing at 6 under par, 6 shots ahead of runner-up Matthew Wolff. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.